This recording, Indonesia 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. This takes the shape of a long, round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to the legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in Banjarmasin. That's a town in South Borneo Island in Indonesia. And this town is maybe famous like for the seafood, like things with like fish, shrimp, like pretty cheap there. Yeah. I was brought up there until like around high school, I think. Yeah, when I start high school, I moved to another town in Java Island. It's the city called Surabaya. It's the second number two city in Indonesia, beside the capital city, Jakarta. So it's very like the population, maybe the population, they say, that's why they say like number two city. I don't know, maybe it's about the population. And I lived there for how many years? Like I went to high school for 3 years, and then went to college I went to university for 3.5 years, and then I quit, and I stay there then for the next 5 years, and finally I came here. There is one language, Indonesia, that we all can communicate to each other, like among islands or cities or people in the wherever there. But every islands have different, I don't know if you call dialect or language. I'm not really sure. Satu, dua, tiga, empat, lima, enam, tujuh, delapan, sembilan, sepuluh. That's from 1 to 10. And for Banjar language, my hometown language, I think it's the same. But for Java language, one is I cannot remember. Okay, I think I'm not sure. One may be the same. Satu, loro, telu, papat, limo, enam, pitu, wolu, songo, sepuluh.